So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. We're talking about Cobra Kai's second episode, Strike First. Hey everyone, I'm your host Betty. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. So, I recently watched the first movie and the scene on the beach. All Johnny wanted to do was talk to Allie. And she wasn't having it. I mean, if she would have just talked to him, none of that would have happened. Daniel and Johnny being enemies, none of that would have happened. But I also understand that, you know, for the story, we had to have that confrontation. But watching this show gives you a new perspective on those old movies because it makes you realize that Johnny wasn't necessarily the bully in those first few scenes anyway. I mean, I'm not saying Johnny did do some horrible things to Daniel. But a lot of it came from, you know, just not being heard out, you know. Allie kept saying, no, I don't want to talk to you and I don't want to do this. And he was being polite at first, but, you know, she kept on saying she didn't want to talk to him. And so that's what made him throw her radio away. And then that's what got Daniel involved. And really, it wasn't really any of Daniel's business to get involved, you know. I mean, he had just barely met Allie. And, you know, as other than, you know, really having a crush on her and liking her, he didn't need to be involved in what was going on between her and Johnny. But at the same time, you know, I do understand why Daniel stepped in, because, you know, he did throw the radio and he was being mean to Allie. So, you know, he was doing what he thought was the right thing. But again, you know, it goes back to Allie not really wanting to listen to him. So, but anyway, that's, I've gone down a tangent about the old movies, and we're talking about the second episode to Cobra Kai. So the synopsis reads, Daniel sees that the Cobra Kai dojo has been re-established by Johnny Lawrence. Struggling to launch the business, Johnny starts teaching karate to his teenage neighbor, Miguel. Daniel faces his former opponent, and old offenses are quickly reignited. Okay, similar to that last episode, this episode starts out, though, in Daniel's perspective, what he does to start his day out. And I loved the touch that they played, Ain't That a Kick in the Head, from Dean Martin. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, in the episode, it shows him get up out of bed and kiss his wife and make breakfast for his children. And it shows him drive to work and doing the things at the car dealership. And then he's going home, I guess, for the day. And he's stopped at a red light and he sees the new Cobra Kai dojo. And as soon as he sees that, all of it triggers him. All of his memories from the first movie with Johnny come flooding back. You know, they show Kreese, you know, that scene in the original movie. Daniel and Mr. Miyagi go to the dojo, and then the memory on the beach, you know. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, all of that fight on the beach could have been avoided if Allie would have just talked to Johnny. But anyways, moving on. So inside the dojo, Johnny, he is starting to train Miguel. And they're standing there, and Miguel asks, is he going to get some of the karate pajamas too? And, you know, Johnny is like, quiet, you know, you will get them when you earn them, and you will always address me as sensei. And Miguel says, yes, sensei. So Johnny asks Miguel if he's ready to begin his training. And, of course, you know, Miguel says, yes, sensei. And so Johnny grabs him and just throws him onto the mat. And Miguel gets up, and he's all coughing and wheezing, and he starts using an inhaler. And Johnny says, your first lesson is to strike first. And Miguel says, you could have given me a warning. And Johnny says, there's no mercy in this dojo. And he starts quoting the same speech that Kreese said in the first movie to Johnny, which is in my trivia, so I'm not going to get into it right here. But anyway, and Miguel, he's, you know, like I said, he's using the inhaler. And Johnny asks him, "What is the problem, Mr. Diaz?" And Miguel says that, "You hit me pretty hard, Sensei, and I have asthma and everything." And then Johnny grabs the inhaler and throws it across the room and it hits the wall. And he's like, "We do not allow weakness in this dojo. There will be no peanut allergies or asthma or any of that made up medical conditions." And Miguel says, "But those are real medical conditions." But Johnny, he goes on to say that your first lesson is to strike first. And he's like, think of it as going to a party and you see some hot chick and you wouldn't let some other guy talk to her first. You know, you'd go talk to her first. And Miguel is like, but I've never been to a party. And so Johnny tells Miguel that, you know, striking first means being aggressive. And if you're not being aggressive, then you're being, not a nice word that I'm not going to repeat. And then and he says, you don't want to be that not nice word. You want to have the male version of that word. And Miguel, anyway, he says that, aren't you being a little genderizing? And Johnny's like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, well, my guidance counselor said that certain words are a little genderizing. And Johnny's like, no, you won't listen to your guidance counselor. You'll listen to me. So give me 50 or give me 20 push-ups on your knuckles. And so Miguel drops down to do that. And he can't actually do them on his knuckles. And he's like, don't you have gym class or something? Give me crunches or something. And while Miguel's doing that, a man comes in and he's the health inspector. And he's wanting to know if Johnny has all the permits and all the things, and all, you know, he's looking at all the things that, like the exposed wires and everything. And I just want to take a second right here. This is the health inspector that needs to go next door and shut that guy down from at least serving food. Like when I said last week that that guy should be shut down, he can still have a convenience store, but he should not be selling food with his bare hands. So this health inspector that is harassing Johnny, which I don't, except for maybe the exposed wires and some stuff, Johnny's dojo is not that bad. But that guy is serving food with his bare hands. Anyways, I know, tangent. But anyway, carry on. So the health inspector, he serves Johnny with papers that he has to get situated, and he has to get the facility up to code and everything like that. And then he says he's going to come back and check on him in a week or so. And as he's leaving, he looks at the Cobra Kai logo and he says, cool, rattlesnake. And Johnny's like, it's a cobra. And he's like, and the guy's like, oh, duh, you know, because it says Cobra K. It's like, dude. No, Cobra Kai. Get it right. Anyway, Sky should actually be fired from his job because he's not doing it right. But anyways, okay. Anyway, so the next scene we go to is Daniel and his family is at the country club. And if y'all can remember right, in the movie, Daniel, he had gone to the country club to go on a date with Allie. And he had run into a waiter there because he had saw Johnny kissing Allie, and he got the stuff all over him, the spaghetti sauce all over him. So it's funny because how the tables have turned, you know. Johnny was the rich kid and Daniel was the poor kid from Reseda, and now it's, you know, opposite. Daniel is hanging out at the country club and Johnny, he lives in Reseda and he's having to pay money to get his dojo going and all of this. So anyway, at the country club, Daniel, he goes to sit down with his son. And I'm going to start right now. I'm going to start like a list right now of the most annoying characters, and it really doesn't help the story at all going forward. I'm going to start a list of most annoying characters in this show. And this little boy, this little brat boy, is one of those characters that, if he was my child, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't condone, you know, child abuse. And no, I don't condone child abuse at all. And I wouldn't do that to any kid, no matter how much they deserved it. But anyway, no. But this kid, oh my gosh, he does need a spanking, okay? or he needs to be grounded for the rest of his life. For real. I hate this little kid. I can't. I don't even. But, you know, he's not even. I think we see him a total of like 5 or 6 times in this. And we're in the 3rd season already. So he's not even important. But anyway. And the little kid's name is Daniel's son. His name is Anthony. Okay, so that's. Anthony is the number one name on the list right now. And as the episode progresses, there's at least one more in this episode that's, oh, I can't stand them. And he was in the first episode, actually. So I guess I can say it right now. Kyler, the Chinese boy that beat up Miguel in that first episode. I can't stand that kid. And we'll get into why pretty soon. Okay, so anyway, we're at the country club with Daniel's family. Sam is not there. His daughter's not there. She's at home. But his son, his wife, and him are at the country club. And his little boy is playing this game on his little handheld whatever it is. And he's not, you know, socializing with anybody, and he doesn't want to do it. And Daniel goes up to him and wants him to interact, you know, and because, you know, if Daniel was his age, he would have killed to have, you know, spent time in this, you know, at a place like this. But he's never, you know, what he was doing as a kid was probably better, you know. But anyway, he had a fire hydrant in the middle of the streets, and that's all they had to play with. So anyway, so Daniel is at the bar, and he is talking with Amanda, his wife, and a dad and his daughter come up to talk with them about what they've been doing all summer. And this little girl, Aisha, is wondering where Sam has been, and because she hasn't seen her all summer. And Amanda, Daniel's wife, lies for Sam and says that she's with her grandma. And then they walk away, and Daniel asks, I can't even get Samantha to even talk to my mom, much less, you know, spend time with her. And Amanda says, well, I didn't want to tell Aisha, which is the little girl, that she was with her other friends, because, you know, that would have hurt Aisha's feelings. And Daniel says, well, we come to this party every year. She should be here. And he's right, you know. I mean, his kids are, I can't even with these kids. But anyway. So anyway, Amanda asks Daniel what's wrong, because he's been in a mood, and he says that ever since he fixed Johnny's car, you know, he saw, because he tells Amanda that he had saw the Cobra Kai at a stop sign, or at a stoplight, and then the little boy, Anthony, interrupts and says, Dad, where's my drink, and everything, and Daniel says, I'm going to throw him in the pool, and I'm thinking, please, please throw that little boy in the pool. But anyways, it goes to the next scene. And Miguel, it shows Miguel, he's cleaning up the dojo. Johnny's got him cleaning up the dojo. And he tells him that, you know, it's going to be a lot of work. You know, he's got to tuck away the exposed wires and clean the bathroom and all of this stuff. And Miguel asks, what does this have to do with my training? You know, what does this have to do with karate? And Johnny says, well, just be thankful that, you know, I'm not having you wipe my butt and everything like that, because, you know, sumo wrestlers have to do that. So Miguel, he notices the trophies in the corner, and he says, I see you've won a lot of tournaments, Sensei. And Johnny says, you don't have to call me Sensei all the time. And anyway, he says, yeah, I won the championship in my junior year. And Miguel asks what happened in his senior year. And Johnny's like, well, I don't want to talk about it. Let's get back to work and everything. And Miguel's phone starts ringing, and I don't know what song it was. I don't know. But it's Miguel's mom on the phone, and you know, he's making up some excuse that he's in debate class, you know, and he's running late. And when he gets off the phone, he tells Johnny that, you know, she wouldn't approve of what he's really doing. And Johnny asks him, you know, what about your dad? Wouldn't he care what you're doing? And Miguel says, I don't know who, you know, I haven't talked to my dad. And Johnny, you know, for a minute there, you know, that gives him pause. But he says, okay, we'll get back to work, you know, and change that ringtone. And like, put some Guns N' Roses on it or something. And Miguel says, who's Guns N' Roses? And Johnny's like, I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that. Okay, and so the next scene, we go to the LaRusso house, and Sam is having a party with all her so-called friends, and Yasmin and her other little friend Moon are sitting there at the pool, and Yasmin points out that Kyler has been looking at Sam all night. And there's another character that I really can't stand, is Yasmin. But anyway, so Daniel and Amanda, they come home, and they see the party going on and everything. And Daniel comes out and, you know, tells everybody to leave and everything, and notices that all the boys are wearing his swimsuit. Two things here. Gross. Why? And then another thing, how many swimsuits do you need, dude? I mean, for real. I mean, I'm lucky if I even have one. And most of the time, during summertime, if I'm going to go swimming, I have to buy a new swimsuit. Okay? I'm just going to confess right now. But anyways, granted, I don't have a pool either. So maybe that, you know, if I had a pool, I probably would have, you know, a few swimsuits. But good Lord, there's got to be at least a dozen boys there. So, yeah, Daniel LaRusso, what's up? Okay? But anyway, he's telling everybody to, you know, take the swimsuits off and leave. And one of the little boys starts stripping right there. And he's like, not out here in the pool house. But anyway, Amanda comes at that moment and gets him and takes him into the kitchen. And she's talking to him. And guys, I am on Daniel's side on this one. Okay? I mean, she's having a party without permission. Okay? But anyways, Amanda is, you know, telling him not to embarrass Sam in front of her friends and all this. And I get that, you know, I do get that. But she should not be having a party without, you know, adult supervision needs to be there, you know. But anyway, Amanda is telling him that, you know, he needs to calm down. And he probably does. But I honestly don't think she's handling it properly either. As a, you know, this is why her children are the way they are, okay? They're little spoilt brats. And Daniel brings this up, you know, he doesn't want her to grow up like one of these spoilt Encino brats. And Amanda, granted, she doesn't want it that either, but she does tell Daniel, you know, keep acting this way, you know, keep throwing her friends out of the house and see where that gets you, because she's going to end up, you know, not really listening to either parent. And I get that too. I get that. If you push too hard, the kid will rebel. I have a teenager. I know. I haven't quite got there yet with my daughter, but it's coming, and I know it is. I've already got an attitude. So, but anyways, I know that you can't push too hard, but you do need to discipline them a little bit. So I do see both parents' side here, but I think one is being too lenient, and maybe one is being a little bit too hard. So anyways, the next scene we go to, guess who is picking up the mess in the pool? Daniel. Again, guys, I mean, yeah, you know, make your kid clean up her own mess. Come on now. So anyway, but he's picking up her mess, and but he's putting it all in the storage, and that storage used to be their little dojo that he had set up for to teach Sam how to learn karate. You know, he was teaching her the way Mr. Miyagi taught him. And he has this really sweet memory of teaching her, you know, one of them life lessons that Mr. Miyagi taught him, you know, karate is for self-defense only, and it should come from here and here, but never here. And he points to her head and her heart, but never her tummy. And she says that, my tummy? And but he was having a bonding moment with her when she was little. And anyway, it goes to the next scene, and it's Sam, and she's in her bedroom, and she's on the phone with Yaz and Moon, and they're talking about needing a ride and everything because, you know, they hit Johnny's car and everything. And Daniel comes in because he wants to talk to her. So he comes in her bedroom, and he tries to apologize for overreacting, but she does do the right thing here and admits that, you know, she should have asked. And you know, they both admit that they were a little bit wrong, and they were. So anyway, and he asks her about boys and if there's any boy that he needs to be worried about, and she tells him about Kyler, and he says that well, you should invite him over for dinner so that we can get to know him. And she tells him that that Daniel doesn't have to worry about her because she's LaRusso, she's tough. So anyway, it goes to the next scene, and we're at the high school during lunchtime, and Miguel, you know, he's getting his food and everything, and he goes to sit down at this table with Eli and Dimitri. And Dimitri, in the first and second season, he got on my nerves, but he grows on you. He eventually he'll get better. So I'm not really putting him on my list of characters that annoy me. So Anthony, Kyler, and Yasmin are on my list, but I'm not going to put Dimitri on my list. He is in the first and a little bit of the second season, but he gets better. So anyway, Miguel is sitting at the table with Eli and Dimitri, and the rich girls come in, and it's Yasmin, Sam, and Moon, and they go to sit at a table. And Miguel, you know, he's looking at them, and Dimitri tells him that, you know, you don't waste your time because, you know, you've sat at the nerd table, you know, you're not, you don't have a chance. And basically is what he says. And, well, he says a whole lot of other stuff, but, you know. Anyway, but the girls, they're looking at Eli because Eli's got this scar on his lip because of surgery he had to have for a hair lip. And she's making fun of him. And then she notices Alicia come in, and, you know, she's being really hateful about her too. And Sam's just sitting here, you know, agreeing with it, you know. But you can tell Sam's a little conflicted because, you know, Aisha used to be her friend. And Dimitri, you know, he says, I don't even care, you know, if she is the meanest girl in school. I'd kill both of you guys just so she'd spit in my face. And Miguel says, well, if you never make a move, then you'll never have a chance with her. And, of course, Dimitri says, that's true, but, you know, I'll still have my dignity. But Miguel takes this moment to get up, you know, and he wants to go talk to her. But at this exact same moment, Kyler comes and sits next to Sam. You know, Miguel and Sam do have a moment here, but Kyler comes in, and, you know, Kyler has this really awful nickname for Miguel. It's Rhea, because, you know, the Pepto-Bismol and all that in the first episode. So, you know, he's like, what's up, Rhea, and everything like that. So Miguel goes and sits back down. So anyway, the next scene that we go to is Johnny, and he's teaching Miguel how to punch a dummy. And, you know, he's telling him to, you know, you don't want to just punch the dummy. You want to punch through the dummy, like you want to punch the guy that's standing behind him. And he says that you want to punch the nose, to bloody the nose, punch the teeth, to break the teeth, and then punch the neck area to damage his trachea. And he says, obviously, that's for extreme purposes. And it's like, bloodying a nose and breaking teeth is not extreme. Excuse me? But anyways, at this point, Johnny gets a phone call from Robbie's principal. And she informs him that he got caught with Molly. And at first, you know, Johnny doesn't know that Molly is a drug. And the principal informs him that it is. And so Johnny asks to speak to Robbie, and he puts him on the phone, and Robbie's like, well, what do you want? And Johnny's like, why are you doing drugs? You want to throw your life away? And Robbie says, well, like, you're one to talk, you know, you're not even the best dad, or something like that. I can't remember what all was really said. But anyways, he tells him, you know, you're the dad of the year and all of this. And so he gives the phone back to the principal, and the principal says, I guess I'll keep trying to call his mother. And so they end the call, and Johnny looks over and sees Miguel, and he's not really hitting the dummy properly. So he goes over there and tries to teach him some more how to do it. And he says, you know, you got to visualize who you want to hit. And he's like, do you have someone in mind? And Miguel pictures Kyler, and so he really starts wailing into the dummy, and he's getting better at hitting things. And so it goes to the next scene, And it's Kyler at the dinner with the LaRussos. And so Daniel, he is cutting up some tuna that, you know, he's making sushi out of the tuna. And he's using a special knife that he got from Okinawa and everything like that. And Kyler, he does the rudest thing ever possible because Daniel offers him some. And Kyler says he doesn't want any because he doesn't like sushi. And he don't like fish. And Sam says, no, you like fish. You like the fish sticks at school. And he's like, yeah, fish sticks are awesome. Do you got any fish sticks? And, you know, I'm going to say this right now. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why Kyler gets on my nerves. Because, I mean, speaking as somebody who has had kind of nervous meet the parents dinners, you know, and I was so nervous, I'm not a big sushi eater either, okay? But if I'm a guest at somebody's house, my girlfriend or my boyfriend's house, and they offer me sushi, I'm gonna try it. You know, I'm not gonna be like, no, I don't like sushi. But do you have fish sticks? No, I'm not. These kids today, and you know, if this is an example of kids the way they are, I mean, come on, guys. You know, I would be embarrassed if I refused my boyfriend's father's, you know, offering of food. I would be I would be slowly, gradually sinking underneath the table. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So anyway, so Amanda and Sam, they go and they look for something for Kyler to eat, leaving Kyler and Daniel at the dinner table to talk and, you know, maybe get to know each other. And Daniel asks him where he got his black eye from. And Kyler tries to tell him that he did it in a wrestling match and all of this. And Daniel knows better, you know, because he's been bullied. You know, he had his fair share of high school fights. And but Kyler says, no, it was nothing like that. And then, you know, so Daniel asks, was it something going on at home? And of course, Kyler says, no, it wasn't anything like that either. And he says that some guy outside of Mini Mart jumped him because, you know, all him and his friend was trying to do was, you know, buy protein bars, blah, blah, blah. And so Daniel buys this. And so the next scene that we go to is Daniel. He's going to the dojo, to Cobra Kai, and he confronts Johnny. Right before that, we see Miguel, and he's cleaning the windows as in Cobra Kai, and he asks Johnny, he's like, is there any particular way you want me to do this, Sensei? And Johnny's like, I don't care, you know, but it looks like he's doing that wax on, wax off thing. There was your moment, Johnny, to be Mr. Miyagi, but you failed. But anyway, Miguel goes in and cleans the bathrooms up, and that's when Daniel comes into the dojo. And he confronts Johnny about beating up the high school kids. And Johnny says, well, I don't know about any high school kids, but I know I kicked the crap out of some teenagers that deserved it. And he says, well, you know, Johnny calling, he calls the kids, you know, the A word. But he, you know, anyway, Daniel says, you know, Johnny calling them, you know, that is writ. And then Johnny says, well, what's that supposed to mean? And Daniel says, well, I don't want to bring up the past. He says, just stay away from my daughter and her friends. And then Johnny says, well, you know, that figures your daughter would be hanging out with those losers. You know, nice company she keeps. And, you know, Daniel wants to know what that means. And Johnny just tells him that he needs to get his house in order. And that they both get on the mat and they stare each other down. And at that moment, Miguel comes out of the bathroom and, you know, Miguel apologizes for interrupting Johnny, you know, this confrontation. And Miguel calls Johnny Sensei. And so this upsets Daniel. You know, he tells Miguel, he's like, I don't know what he's told you, kid, but, you know, you shouldn't listen to him. because you're going to end up just like him. And he looks at Johnny and he says, you and I, we're not done here. And he starts to walk away. And Johnny says, oh, well, I'm right here, man. And, you know, Daniel turns around, but he just waves him off and walks out the door. And so Daniel gets in his car and Johnny is standing there in front of the window. And they're both kind of, you know, smirking at each other. And that's the end of the episode. So it's going to be really interesting. I mean, this is setting up, you know, we know that it's going to go down. So like this episode was kind of showing us where Daniel is in his life. The first episode was showing us where Johnny is in his life. And now it's going to go down, man. So anyway, that's the end of the episode. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. Okay, so I got two trivias for you. One is Johnny says to Miguel, we do not train to be merciful here. Merciful is for the weak. Here on the streets, in competition, a man confronts you. He is the enemy. An enemy deserves no mercy. Is there a problem, Mr. Diaz? In Karate Kid, Kreese gives the same speech, except at the end, he says, Johnny, is there a problem, Mr. Lawrence? So, see, that's how, when I was talking in the episode, that's how those two scenes kind of parallel each other. And then in the second piece of trivia, it says Miguel wears a blue Dodgers jersey while training with Johnny. In the original Karate Kid film in 1984, Daniel LaRusso wears a blue San Diego Chargers jersey under his costume at the Halloween dance, where he is ultimately confronted and defeated by Johnny at the Cobra Kai gang. Then saved by Mr. Miyagi. Ironically, the Chargers relocated to L.A. in 2017, and Johnny is now in the role of Mr. Miyagi from the original films. And see, remember I was talking about how, you know, Miguel was cleaning up the dojo and stuff, and, you know, he was kind of, Johnny's having his Mr. Miyagi moment with that. So, anyway, that's the end of the trivia. Y'all stay tuned for news. Okay, so in the news, I got from Sci-Fi Wire, it says Daniel LaRusso's sprawling California Cobra Kai estate is for sale in Georgia. While we'd certainly rather live over at Miyagi's house, Daniel LaRusso's Cobra Kai digs are pretty darn spectacular in their own right. Yep, old Danny from the South Seas complex in Reseda, California, made out pretty good for himself with his lovely 6-bedroom, 6-bath pool, Tuscan style estate, presumably purchased after he and his wife Amanda sold a whole lot of Lexi of off the LaRusso Auto Group lots. But now, if you have a spare $2.65 million, you can crane kick the LaRussos to the curb, as the abode is currently for sale in Georgia. So, yeah, if I was rich, I would definitely be buying that house, y'all. But I'm not rich, so I can't buy that house. But that's the news I have for y'all. And that's going to wrap up this episode. If y'all want to get in touch with me to leave listener feedback, I'm going to leave a link tree in the descriptions where you can find all my social media platforms. And basically, I am the most on Facebook, but I try to check all of the platforms. You can also listen to all of, you know, wherever you get your podcasts from. It has the links to those as well. I am recently put on Overcast, and I don't know if anybody noticed, but I got put on Apple Podcast as well over the last week or so. So yeah, y'all can listen to me on all those platforms. And like I said, all my social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, all of those things, the links are in that link tree. So just click on the link tree and you'll get all of the links that you can find me at. So anyways, that's going to do it for this episode. And y'all keep having fun. all her friends. Oh my God.